Ulster trends start to drive you crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a character builder, I guess. I guess you can look at the pluses and minuses of everything. At least we know how to handle ourselves when we get challenged. And that's, we talked about that going into this football game and talked about it at halftime. It seems like every halftime we're sitting in there and, you know, things aren't exactly the way we want it to be at the time, but we find a way to win football games. And that's going to be critical for us down the stretch here because the competition continues to get tougher, and we understand that. And we've got to be able to keep our mindset and keep our focus.
What do you think it is, Jim? I mean, is it just
I don't know. I don't really think that we're flat. I give credit to these other football teams. We watched Finley all week long, and you take their record, and you can throw that out the window because they got a defense there that can play some football. You know, and there is a – and, you know, it sometimes takes a little bit of time to kind of get in the groove and get things done the way you want them to be. But I'd much rather be able to go out and go full throttle and put ourselves in a situation where we don't have to be – nervous about whether we're going to end up winning the game or not winning the game, but I guess you take a W anyway, you can take a W.
Coach, with Carter and Finley, let's talk about the adjustments you made in the second half to stop him on Array, not letting him really have the success he had in the first half.
Well, I think they did make a few adjustments defensively, but, you know, our defensive line, I think, is a very dominant group, and I think that's part of where we're at, you know, talking about first half to second half. I think we start wearing on people. And when you have guys of that caliber up front, you know, then they finally start taking over and become dominant. And, you know, that was done, I really think, on the line of scrimmage, those kids, you know, making those things happen. Well, actually, I'll be honest with you, I didn't see the ball hit the ground. I was more concerned about our guy being held in the backfield, you know what I mean? He got had him by the shoulder pads, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, and here we go again one of these days. And it happens, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can't, you know, those guys are out there because they love a game of football, and they're going to call it how they see it. They're not intending on doing anything that goes against you, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't always get the calls that you want to. Yeah, they are. You know, they are, and that's good to see. I mean, you know, you win championships with defense. I mean, you got to be able to stop people. If you can't stop people, you're in trouble. You know, and I think that group of guys are really kind of gaining confidence and kind of meshing together as a group. The nice thing about it is there's those guys are going to be around here for a while too. You know, there's some youngsters in that group, and they're starting to play well together. And you know, we're waiting to get one of our captains back. Chad Wilson has been out for the past 3 weeks or so injured, and he'll be coming back into that lineup, and that'll give us another, you know, kind of good boost. And to see, you know, our that secondary is very young. You know, there's some young kids out there playing in those positions. I don't think any of those guys played last year for us, you know, or Antoine played a little bit type of thing. So it's really good to see them mature as they're going through and play the way we're playing right now.
And you're going to probably have to lean on them.
Yeah. We're going to have to do that, and we're just going to have to clean up some of the things on offense. I think we have things there. I'm happy the direction that's going, but, you know, as we get down through the stretch and as we're playing, you know, the teams that we're going to play coming up here, I mean, we have to capitalize on every opportunity we get out there. And if we do, we're going to be hard to stop. You know, I mean, and our kids, our players believe in that too. We start executing at the level that we can execute. I think our offense is a good system that kind of stretches people out, and we can move the ball. And that's the other positive thing that's helping, you know, our defensive guys, because we struggled with that last year and being able to move the ball at times. And right now they don't worry about that anymore. They know we can do that.
Right,
Yeah, those are the things that we have to clean up. I mean, you put all that stuff together, and next thing you know, you're playing some real dominant football. You take a defense that's playing the way they're playing right now, and we clean some things up offensively. I think we made some strides, you know, with our special teams today. Porterhead missed a couple early in the game, but, you know, the nice thing about it is, and he's a young guy in our program, you know, he moved on and went to the next play and got back in the groove again and didn't go in the tank on us and stuff like that. You know, I think, you know, we took advantage of some situations on special teams, so we really have to have all three of those phases really clicking, you know, to play against some of the teams that we're going to face coming up here. Now we're going to be ready for them. I feel good about it. Well, you know, Tom is really getting a good feel for what we're doing right now offensively, and, you know, and that's he's getting comfortable with what we're doing, and you gotta take what they give you. You know, you can't be trying to force things, and, you know, so I mean, he's really starting to get a good understanding with what we're doing there. And he can throw the ball well, he can run the ball well. He's, you know, now being his third year playing in our program, you know, he's kind of gotten into the situation where he's comfortable with what he's doing and also comfortable with what we're doing offensively. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.